Greetings, Forsketeers, and welcome to another episode of The Outer Rim. I am Mike, and joining me tonight is Lindsay. How are you
doing? Hey, good.
Unfortunately, Chris, you know, got caught in some ether storm or something, some nebula out there, but joining us tonight is a suitable replacement, I think, Luseki. Welcome to the table.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to your old show.
Yes. I think I stole my name. That's okay.
Hey, you know, we like to think we're taking care of it over here.
We borrowed it.
You're doing a great job with it, so that's awesome.
Yeah, just remember to take your shoes off when you come in and clean up after yourself, okay?
I'll go back and take my
shoes off. There's some new rules here. Now before we jump into the show, Celebration is in about a month, so we just want to promote the Drowning in Moonlight Gala, which is going to be at the Rosen Center on Thursday, April 13th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Tickets are still available for $40 each, and you can go to drowninginmoonlight.com for more info. All the proceeds are going to benefit the Midnight Mission. So definitely check on that. Lou, are you going to Celebration?
I am. I have not bought my tickets yet, but I am probably going to tomorrow.
For Celebration or for the gala?
For the gala. Hey. No, I have my tickets for Celebration. I'm all set for that.
I was going to say,
I have my tickets for Drowning in Moonlight, and I am hoping my friend who bought my ticket for Celebration gets the tickets so I can...
Oh.
Yeah, I'm worried about that one.
Since people have started getting their tickets already. They've been been mailed out. I've seen that online.
And
it's nice.
Yeah. From what I've seen, the 4-day has Rey on it. The VIP, the Jedi Master VIP has Old Man Luke on it. And the kids' tickets have Ezra on them.
Nice.
There is some ticket that has Poe on it, and I'm not quite sure which ticket that is. But you can check out the website, and I know that they have released the art for the tickets.
I'm betting.
Check that out. That's cool.
I'm betting he's Saturday.
Why would he be Saturday?
I don't know. Poe just seems like a night on the town kind of guy.
He is a night on the town. I should know.
Well, that's what I'm just betting he's the Saturday.
I like that Ezra is the kid's ticket, but.
That's awesome.
That is good. I was expecting BB-8, but I'm glad, you know, it's going to be Rebels related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really wanted to buy that set they were selling at Celebration Anaheim, where you buy the whole set, to have as collectibles, but it was just too expensive I couldn't justify it.
I did that last time when it was here for Celebration 4, when it was in L.A.
Oh, yeah?
I got a lot of those art prints, where it was that really, like, kind of scratchy pencil style. You still see it every now and then on T-shirt, but I have a couple of those prints somewhere.
Nice. Right?
And it's the same style, I think, on the badges this year as well.
The style I'm talking about, no. This one, the one I'm talking about is like super cartoony.
Oh, cartoony. Okay, the like sketch style. Yeah.
No, it's not. This is way. This is like artist proof. The other one's like cartoony, like fun stuff.
Okay.
But speaking of Celebration, let's dive into our discussions.
There has been lots released, finally. We're getting more and more.
So Rebels panel is going to be on Saturday. And Lindsay, I really trust that you are going to be going to that.
I will try. I will try to make it in my Seventh Sister.
I really, really, really wish I could go to that one. After hearing how cool the one here was for Celebration Anaheim. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, that's the one panel that I will wait in line for. I'm not sure how long I'll have to wait in line for it, but that's the one panel I'm definitely going to try to make. Which, I mean, I guess I really should try to make The Last Jedi, but I'd rather try to take my chances getting into the Rebels, to be honest.
I mean, if the rumors are true and this is going to be the last season, I mean,
to get in.
I mean, all these rumors, like when everyone was saying, oh, the third season's going to be the last season. Rumor. Like, my heart is saying that season 4 would be the ending, and I think this would kind of be that great announcement, you know, kind of getting caught up in that whole 40th anniversary, you know,
and
deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And with everybody they're bringing in for it, I agree.
And we're going to get probably an awesome, you know, trailer, just like we did at the Celebration Anaheim. So,
yes. Though,
I imagine.
I think Freddie Prinze should show up for this.
I think he might, you know.
Please.
I mean, he's got his book, you know, cookbook writing deal out here in California, so he might be too busy, but...
He might be recording for Dragon Age, his other fandom that he's heavily involved in.
They're not making any more Dragon Age games.
Sure. Wrong fandom that we're talking about right now, but no, of course not. They're not making anything to do with Dragon Age. But, yeah, I want Freddie Prinze Jr. to be there. He, considering who they've gotten, they've got Ezra, you know, they have Ezra now going, Ezra's voice actor, they have Vanessa Marshall going. Really, if they can
get... Is Tia Sarkar going?
I
don't think she's been announced yet.
She hasn't been announced yet, but if they announced her and they announced Freddie Prinze Jr., that would round out the main cast.
But, like, we know for sure, like, Vanessa Marshall's most likely going to go.
Well, no, I mean, she is fully on, she's on the autograph list, and she's on...
Oh, she already, oh, well, see, then there you go.
Yeah, she's on the autograph list. She's on the autograph list, and she's on the celebrity, like, list. So she is fully, yes, she's going.
Now, Lou, are you going to go hang out with her?
Sure, I'd love to.
Yeah, I don't have a press pass. I'm trying to go for fun, not press, but I will go hang out with her.
Now, the season 2 trailer that we got originally kind of showed off some legacy characters. You know, it showed off like Rex coming back and more Ahsoka. Do we think that we'll get any more legacy characters in season 4 trailer?
I think season 4 would be the perfect place to wrap up Ahsoka's story as well.
That would be sweet. I mean, if this is truly the last season, I'm kind of hoping they focus more on them than any legacy characters, but...
Well, I mean, as we're showing the Greater Rebellion, you know, we just got Gold Leader in the last episode of Rebels. We saw Dodonna. You know, mm-hmm. I would like to see Dodonna kind of take center stage, because we know by the time of Rogue One, the Ghost Crew's on Yavin, so they've kind of merged Phoenix Cell with, you know, Dodonna's unit.
Right.
So... You know, that's what I'm kind of thinking. Like, maybe, you know, by the end of season 3, they got to get off a chopper base and find some, you know, jungle planet in the Yavin system.
See, I'm so torn, though, because I really want to know the story of the Ghost Crew more. But we're getting to the point where we really need to wrap it up into the entire rebellion, like you said. So, you know, I feel the fourth season, the Ghost Crew is going to get a little lost if it is the last season.
I mean, yeah, that is kind of the fear. What I don't want it to be, but I feel like it kind of has to at this point, is like the Ghost Crew is going to kind of be Forrest Gump and taking us through all these historic, like,
yeah,
you know, historic and Star Wars events. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be our link. Like, we were introduced to them and we got to know their story. And it's kind of evolving into, like, now, like, oh, they were here at the birth of the rebellion. Oh, they were here at the Battle of Scarif. Oh, they were here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I get what you're saying. Like, I don't want the Ghost Crew to kind of get lost in that. But if you look at Forrest Gump in the view of, or Star Wars Rebels in the view of Forrest Gump, like, that's kind of their story. Like, we got to know them at the beginning, but then they kind of evolved and started taking place in all these, you know, famous events. And that's essentially how people are getting introduced to all these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Rebels and I like diving deep. So
mm-hmm.
Who else got added to the celebrity guest list though?
Billy Dee Williams. Ah, so Billy. We will have our Lando, Alan Tudyk.
Oh,
and
nice.
And Matthew Wood.
Matthew Wood's always a nice guy, I hear. I haven't had a chance to meet him yet. I've seen him in person. He's pretty tall from what I've seen. But he does voice all of the battle droids, so, you know, what a nice guy.
Yeah, it's going to be, so far, it's Besides Vanessa Williams, I'm not. I think it's Marshall. A good guest list. Or sorry, yeah, Williams. Vanessa Williams.
Way different
actress. That's a way different person. Vanessa Marshall. I think Alan Tudyk is a great addition. I'm really excited about him. And having Billy Dee Williams is great too, especially because he's getting up in age. Because
mm-hmm.
he is. I'm looking up how old he is. I'm not actually quite. I don't actually know how old he is. He's 79.
He's pretty old. Now, do you think that him also being there kind of ties into an announcement that Lando will be in Last Jedi? Yeah, it kind of, not that it would be a waste to get him out there, but, you know, like you said, he's getting up there, you know.
He's
probably only going to travel for very important things, and, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. I will say he is listed only in the autograph hall. He is not listed in the spotlight guests or the featured guests, which doesn't necessarily mean anything, because obviously that's not how things work. The way that Star Wars Celebration announces their celebrities, they don't announce panels like the way that other cons do in that way. But, yeah, I mean, maybe it means that he's going to be in Last Jedi, or at least maybe...
Well, that's what I'm saying, could be a secret reveal.
Yeah, I mean, maybe so. Because he is going to be there... I am going to go, if you guys keep talking, I'm going to check to see what days he's going to be there.
All right, well.
Because that's what's important, because what days he's autographing will tell you.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Look at us being
detective. See, I'm being a detective.
Now, they did also make the announcement that Celebration is going to be returning in 2019. So we're keeping to this every other year schedule.
Mm-hmm. Is that official now? That's.
I think that is what we're going to do, or at least for.
Okay.
At least I think for the continental U.S. celebrations.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't announce a location.
Well, it's interesting because they announced this early. Usually, they announce where the next one is on the last day.
Well, they didn't announce where it is. They just announced that it's going to be coming back.
True.
So they're still. They're still kind of in that, you know, we're keeping it a surprise until the last day kind of thing.
So it could be in Europe.
Could be in Europe, yeah.
I'd find it hard to believe they'd wait 2 years and then not do one in the U.S.
I mean, given with the Star Wars land opening in Disneyland, I have a feeling it's going to be in Anaheim.
I think so.
I would think so too, yeah.
Because 2019 is also the year that episode 9 comes out.
Right.
Right.
So, like, I think kind of this homecoming of having it back here in Anaheim, tying it in with Star Wars Land, you know, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's. My money is back in Anaheim, which is great for me because it's like 10 minutes away from me.
Sweet.
Like, I can hear the fireworks.
And
now is episode 9 a May release or a December release?
We don't know. It is December. I'm not sure if they've actually done that yet.
I wasn't sure if they announced it or not.
Let's put it this way: even if it says it's going to be a May release, I bet you it's a December release.
I feel like
they've kind of. Decided that like December is going to be the best month for these movies.
Now, December's worked out well for them so far.
So far, right? there is a placeholder date right now of May 23rd, 2019 for episode 9. Hmm. But, you know, always in motion the future is, so that may change.
And just an update on the Billy Dee Williams, he will be there every day.
So there you go. I'm thinking we're getting a Lando announcement.
That definitely opens it up.
Now, speaking of Last Jedi,
guys, his tickets are cheaper than. I'm not going to harp on this anymore, but his tickets are totally cheaper than Felicity Jones's.
Well,
and so Alan Tudyk. Alan Tudyk is only charging $75 for a photo op. Go take a picture with Alan Tudyk. He's a
wow.
He's a little ginger cutie.
He's a hoot.
Yes. Go buy things for him.
Well, speaking of Last Jedi, the Disney shareholder meeting was just the other day, and we didn't get Last Jedi footage, but if you were a shareholder, not Lindsay, because Lindsay's apparently a shareholder and wasn't in on this meeting.
They didn't invite me. How rude.
But they did show some footage that is kind of interesting.
We don't want to give any spoilers.
Yeah, we do want to err on the side of spoilers, so we're not going to go too deep into it. But there is some interesting things, nothing that's too out of the ordinary. You may have already heard, like, we hear Luke say three words, you know.
And like, I would say, yeah, and without saying this is, this isn't a spoiler, but I would say this is more of a good guy trailer. It focuses more on the good guy side of things as opposed to the villain side of things.
Now, I'm really hesitant to call it a trailer.
I was going
to
say, I don't think it was cut together as a trailer.
Right. They're calling it a sizzle reel, so I guess it's a sizzle reel. But it focused more on our protagonists as opposed to any of the antagonists. So.
Now, one of my favorite things that kind of exploded from this was all of the jokes of what Luke's first three words are, because a lot of the articles were writing it as like a clickbait thing, like, oh, we know what Luke's first three words are. So a lot of people were jumping in like, what are his first three words? Like, where's my hand? My phone died. My contribution was rut-row, Raggy. Like, you know, if you're a Scooby-Doo fan.
Yes.
All right. I just feel like I erred that joke.
Where's Ezra Bridger?
See, where's Ezra Bridger? There you go. Three lines. But the actual words were, who are you? And it seems to imply that he is saying it to Rey.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know in the original Force Awakens trailer, you know, he was having that whole discussion of, you know, the Force is strong in my family, and he actually didn't say that to anybody. He didn't say anything in the movie, so
he didn't.
You know, this could be them messing with everybody again.
Yeah.
So, but if you definitely want to check out, you know, if you're into spoilers, you know, theforce.net has a nice write up of what was there.
I mean, heck, he could even be talking to himself when he says, "Who are you?" Because he seems to have, I mean, obviously he left, so he could be having a crisis of faith.
Like, how great would it be if it turns out that all the Force visions of, like, him talking to Obi-Wan and Yoda, that was all in his head, and he's the only one who can ever see them?
Yeah.
And so he's saying, who are you, to, like, somebody only he sees? In fact, they did that in... there used to be this line of comics called Star Wars Infinites, which were they were kind of like the old Marvel What If comics, where like one thing would change and it would change the entire story. So, like A New Hope was Luke missed like the shot in the Death Star trench, and that changes the entire end of the story. And that's a great book, but in that one, Han has to take Luke to Dagobah because most of the rebellion was destroyed at Yavin because Luke missed his shot. So, you know, the rebellion's in disarray. The Emperor takes over, captures Princess Leia, and she kind of becomes his apprentice in that book. And Luke is having his vision of Obi-Wan, and Han is there with him, and Han can't see Obi-Wan. So... I know that was a long stretch, but that was the first thing that came to my mind. It's a great read if you're interested in it. I don't know if Marvel has published it yet. It's part of Dark Horse's comics.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could find it, it's definitely a good read. The Empire Strikes Back one, I think, was my favorite because that one had Luke die on Hoth. Like, he died of frostbite and hypothermia. So they went straight to teaching Leia. But there's this great gag in there where Han thinks for a little while that he is supposed to be trained as a Jedi. Instead of, but they're talking about Leia. So that was, Let's see, what is, and also speaking of comics, man, I'm good at segues tonight. There is a new Darth Vader comic coming. Did you guys read the other Darth Vader comic?
I did not. I've only read the Poe comic.
Ah, well, of course. Lou, did you?
Excuse me.
I haven't finished it, but I've got most way through it.
So this one seems to be a prequel. It's taking place right after episode 3. And it's kind of like Darth Vader year one, they're describing.
Hmm.
So we're going to go into, like, him, like, Anakin kind of becoming Darth Vader, like, learning how to work in his armor, you know, his first couple kills. And they made it a big point to say that he's constructing his red lightsaber. It's going to be the first time he's using a red lightsaber. And that's interesting that they make that point, because it seems to imply that this is going to be setting up something.
Yeah.
I was told, you know, all of these stories happen for a reason. There is no filler. There's no such thing as filler when you're writing these kinds of stories. So, and we know that they are playing this long game. So, you know, this may be something. Like, me personally, I've never gotten the big deal with lightsabers. In the prequel trilogy, they never made a big deal about the lightsabers. Like, Anakin, I think, was on his third one by the time of Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
So that always, like, struck me as weird that the lightsaber was so magical when Rey got it. Like, when it was literally Anakin's, like, replacement of a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with these new sheriffs in town, with the story group, like, they might be, you know, there might be bringing something more to the lightsabers and making them more these kind of magical swords, like a la Excalibur. You know, like except every Jedi has one.
Well, I kind of like that because it's part of that rite of passage too. We're getting back to that part of the story of you had to construct your own lightsaber. You know, part of your test to become a Jedi.
Yeah, like they make that big deal about it, especially in the Clone Wars when Ahsoka takes the younglings to the cave on Ilum to find their crystals, and then
right,
they have to go meet Hu Yang to kind of like teach them how to make their own lightsabers, and like Gungi gets his out of, you know, Wookiee wood, you know, and so like those seeds have kind of been planted to make the lightsabers magical again. It just kind of stinks that we're getting it all in this, you know, in the supplementary material rather than in the films.
Well, I mean, if it's in the, you know, comics, I think maybe it'll trickle into the movies. I mean, that would be a nice way to do it. Bring it back and first in the comics and bring it back in the movies.
Yeah, like, I want this to bleed up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be great if this kind of, you know, it started here and then started trickling up into the movies, into, you know, the big time. I really am interested in if they show here, like in a visual sense, how Vader or the Sith turned the Kyber crystals red.
Hmm.
Because we found out in Ahsoka, the Ahsoka novel, that they're bleeding essentially the crystals, and like, so they take the crystal from a Jedi, you know, like a blue or a green one or a yellow or whatever color, and they do, you know, Sith stuff to it, and that's what turns it red. So they call it bleeding the crystal. And
I like the term Sith stuff better. That's awesome.
Yeah, doing Sith stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like we got that described to us, but we didn't actually, like, we don't know what the process is. So that would be kind of cool to see in a visual sense how they're doing it. Like, when I picture it, like, I just picture him squeezing it really hard in his fist, you know, until it just essentially bleeds red. But I'm sure there's something more magical to it. And
I like that thought. That's gonna be an awesome storyline if they have this in that Darth Vader comic.
Now, do you think this kind of magical aspect of it, like, make, like, with the crystals being alive and bleeding them, do you think that's better than the old Legends way of synthetic crystals? Because I know there's a lot of back and forth with the Legends crowd and the canon crowd, you know?
I mean, I would have to say I think that, you know, bleeding the crystals and making it more mythical is a better way to go. Because, I mean, I've always liked the, you know, the story of Star Wars as a mythical story. There's an element of magic to it, and that does lend itself to that part of the story.
See, I agree, exactly, because it's ironic, because as many people hate things like the more scientific things like midichlorians, you're perfectly okay with ruining your laser sword aspect of it that uses a crystal for power. Like, you're okay with him cooking that crystal in an oven and basically baking it. Like,
right.
You've condensed that magical aspect down to, you know, an easy bake oven.
Right.
You know, and that's why I like this new thought process. Like, it still keeps that kind of unnaturalness that the synthetic crystals carried with them, except now it's, you know, more sinister and a little bit more evil.
Yeah, it's definitely more, definitely more organic, but you're right, definitely more evil, because it's a, you know, the bleeding process just sounds really bad.
Right.
And it feels more realistic for what the story should be. I mean, you know, I don't mind things being explained with science, but to me, you know, Star Wars growing up as a kid was always, wow, it's this magical, you know, almost fantasy type thing going on. And then when you boil it down to, oh yeah, it's just how many midichlorians you have in your blood, I'm like, well, that doesn't really sit well with me. You know, it just didn't feel like the story of Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And this seems to fit really well.
No, exactly. Like, and I guess, you know, I understand, you know, we grew up with the other way, but how could you not think this is cool? Like, I just, to each their own, you know, like Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars is your Star Wars. Now, speaking,
well, I'm happy that lightsabers are making a comeback, I guess, in terms of how they're done and how, you know, the story is being heavily invested in what the mythos was of it, because I built my first lightsaber this past year.
Oh yeah, so I remember you were working on that.
Yep. And I'm getting my first tattoo at Celebration of a lightsaber on my arm, so.
Very nice. I remember I was starting my Stormtrooper armor at the same time you were starting your lightsaber.
That's right.
I have not finished it at all.
Yeah, I was going to ask how that was going, Mike.
sorry, source of...
Facebook's been does that thing now where it reminds you of things that happened a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm and all of my first test fittings started coming up, and
it's okay. A year ago I started my Seventh Sister, and I now realize, as you said, we have 5 weeks. I have 5 weeks.
There you go.
It's okay.
Yeah, my armor, I've hit a little snag. The thigh portions are a little bit longer than my natural thighs, so I've got to cut a good 2 inches out of them. Problem is, I don't have a guideline on there to help me with my cut, and it's a one and done kind of deal.
Yeah.
So I'm taking my time. You know,
understandable.
Yep, definitely.
I'll have.
You don't want to have a setback. Yeah,
I'll have it by the next celebration. How about that?
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You don't want to have a setback. I did smoke a LED setup. So yeah.
What did you use for math? What did you use for the blade? Or does it have a blade?
It is a blade. It's a just a clear with a white piece inside to make it glow, and it's got a red. Red LED with a flash on clash for white, so.
Nice.
Awesome.
Did you base it on anybody in particular, or is this kind of like your custom design?
No, my first build, I figured I would just do a custom thing. I found whatever parts I could get, because they were, the place I was buying my stuff from was moving facilities, so they had a lot of stuff was out of stock, so. Mm-hmm. I got pieces I thought looked cool together, and that's kind of what I did. I wanted to do a little bit of aging to it and wrap the hilt in leather before Celebration, bring it down there, so.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that have been put off,
that was a good segue.
I know. Apparently, Clone Wars is still on Netflix, and there is no takeoff date. So thank all of goodness. The strum and drang that was over it being taken off and all my friends binging it one last time, it is still on, and there is no end date to it. So, and from someone, and I, from someone I know who works at Netflix, they don't think that there's an end date. So, don't really know what happened there, but it seems like it's going to be up for the near future, at least.
It was probably one of those things where Netflix accidentally, like, you know how sometimes if you scroll too fast, you get the next movie's description on the actual movie you have selected?
Mm-hmm.
Could have been that kind of error.
Totally.
You know? And, you know, us Star Wars fans, we hear one thing and we run with it. So, you know, I'm glad, though, that this is one of those rumors that just died out because, you know, the Clone Wars DVDs aren't cheap nowadays. And having to go stock down that whole collection would have just not been fun. So I'm glad for now it is still officially on Netflix for the near future. Let's see. Well, I think that takes us to the end of our episode of Outer Rim.
Yeah. It's like a quick, short episode.
I like to run a tight ship. So, we got some feedback this week.
Yay.
Do you want to go ahead and read that?
So, in feedback, Michael Clark said, in regarding to Princess Leia's future in the franchise, I am okay with CGI or recasting. I actually think recasting might be better than CGI. Not that ILM can pull it off, but out of respect to fans and Carrie. Some might find it unethical or negative, but also Carrie loved the character, and I believe the character should and continue for the sake of the story and what the story brings to Star Wars and the real world. And so, basically, you know, I agree with Michael. He says that the legacy of the character that Carrie created and portrayed should continue to exist, and that he'd rather see that than the writers just avoid using the character in future movies or retire the character entirely, especially if the original story arc had a bigger important role for her in future movies. And I completely agree with that. I think that if she had a big part, they should try to find a way to deal with that. Michael also said, great work with the podcast, so yay, and pass on my good words to Lou and Eric and the rest of the staff. I love the restructure of Outer Rim and Rander Chatter main show as well. Look forward to meeting up with you guys in Orlando if possible. So, Michael, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to meet up with you in Orlando as well. And yeah, thank you for
aren't
your
you guys
comment.
Aren't you guys having a Random Chatter meetup, Lou?
I believe we are. I don't think we've got details yet, but we will be doing something.
So yeah, I think you should check out Echo Base if you guys are going to announce that there.
Yes.
Put that back on you, Lou.
Yeah.
We'll definitely try to do that.
Lou, remind me. Otherwise, I might not show up since...
You have 5 weeks, Lou. Five weeks.
I will. I don't think I'm in charge of that. I think Eric is.
Okay. But yeah, I agree. I personally agree with Michael. I think that I think that a recasting might be better just because this character means so much to so many people. And if her character really was important to the story, it's better to allow her character to, it's better for Leia to like exist and let her story, whatever was going to happen naturally and organically occur than to do something that doesn't feel right. I don't think Carrie would have wanted that.
Well, I remember hearing like last week that they were going to be changing a bit of her role in 8.
Yeah.
We know from a couple weeks ago where they announced that they were doing that. What did they say? They got that $50 million from the insurance policy they took out on her in case she passed away.
Right.
And that was specifically going towards, you know, rewrites for the movie and stuff like that. So I don't see any other way but to kind of edit her you know, edit her appearance in this, unfortunately.
Mm. Yeah, it's a...
I mean, the sad thing is that I think it's a no-win scenario for the studio. Cause
I agree.
No matter what they do, some portion of the fan base is going to be upset with how they handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're really in a tough place. They really are. I mean, we talked about this on Echo Base quite a bit, too. And it was, you know, I don't know where I sit with my own feelings on this, really. I mean, I don't mind the CGI if it's a small part of the role. I don't mind a different actress playing Princess Leia, but part of me wants to say you'd probably better off rewriting it so that she's not prominent if you can, you know, if you can rework the story enough to make that happen without it feeling, you know, awkward. But I don't know, it's just...
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be in the back of our minds when we're watching episode 9, so...
It is just not an enviable position for them to be in, you know?
No.
Yep.
But hey, Mike, thank you for your feedback.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
And if you come out here to Anaheim, then maybe I can meet you then. All right, but I think that is going to do it for this episode of Outer Rim officially now. Lou, why don't you start taking us out?
Sure. No, it's been good you guys having me on the show. I really appreciate that.
No, but thanks for everybody out there.
Hey, I try. You know, I try to do my best. Anybody out there likes what they hear, please let us know. You can get a hold of us in several different ways. OuterRim@randomchatter.com is the email address. You can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/randomchatternetwork. On Twitter, you can find the show. It's @OuterRimPodcast, or the network is @randomchatter. My Twitter is @LouSecki. That's LouSecki. Chris can be found at The Curse of Chris. And let's see, Lindsay, where are you on Twitter?
I'm at Betty Bloodshed, which is BETTIE Bloodshed, and that's on Instagram and Twitter.
You enunciated that, like, so succinctly.
She does. It sounds like she's holding a knife, too. Mike, where are you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at It's The Rocketeer. That's ITS The Rocketeer. And there are multiple ways that you could support the network. If you go to randomchatter.com, you can see all of the shows that we do there. But we would love it if you head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. As Mike said, we restructured Outer Rim. So if you could leave a review telling people about the restructure and kind of this reboot of the show, so to speak, letting them know that's new, that'd be great, because subscribing and good reviews help more people find us. But we also have a Patreon network if you guys want to support the network in other ways. Only $1 gets you into our Slack channel, where we kind of bounce ideas off of our, you know, off of our donors, and you know, basically hang out with everybody all day. I think we were talking about movies. I think you were talking about, like, Alien today, right, Lou?
Yeah. Yeah, we were definitely talking about the Alien sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I apparently just pitched a new show to the whole channel. So, you know, it's Slack is fun is what I'm trying to say. So if you guys want to hang out with us more, you know, just $1 on patreon.com/randomchatter will get you in and hang out with us.
Yeah. And you, also can check out randomchatter.com. We have a variety of podcasts, including more Star Wars shows. We have the Rebels podcast. We also have Outer Rim. We also have
the award-nominated
Ghost Stories, which you can go vote for if you check out our Twitter. If you check out the Ghost Stories podcast Twitter, you can find the link to go vote for us.
Yeah, Star Wars. The Star Wars podcast awards got nominations got announced today, and
yeah!
Ghost Stories is on that list. So thank you guys for everybody who nominated us. You've got us this far. Let's go all the way.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be announced at Star Wars Celebration. If we win, I will go up in a ridiculous costume.
You heard it here, guys. She will do it. Seen the costume.
Yeah. We also have redone the site. So we've got the general entertainment and television content. We have Flash Podcast, we have Arrow Podcast, we have Crash Couch, which is our Expanse podcast, which is brand new. And if you aren't watching The Expanse or listening to the podcast, you really should. Expanse is the best sci-fi show on television that no one is watching, and I really suggest everyone go watch it. We also have The Chordcast, which is our music podcast. and whole heck. I mean, we have so many.
Almost too many to mention.
I know. I'm like, we have so many podcasts. We have podcasts for everyone. You get a podcast. You get a podcast. Yeah, all but right, I mean, guys. We have the Retro Convo, which is, you know, we've been covering all different stuff.
We're going to be covering
the Retro Convo. You guys are covering Power Rangers next week, right? Is that what's happening?
That is our next episode. So
yeah, that's next episode, considering the movie is coming out soon. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And we also have written content, including movie, TV, and book reviews, as well as feature stories and blog posts. We have reviewed the new Star Wars Aftermath book, so you can check that out as well.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us again this week, and we will catch you later. May the Force be with you.
This podcast is copyright to randomchatter.com and is not affiliated with Lucasfilm or Disney. All music and sounds are copyright to their respective owners.